Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden and China's leader Xi are set to meet Wednesday on the sidelines of the APEC summit in San Francisco. Biden is seeking to restore normal communications with the world's second largest economy amid tensions. Meanwhile, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says finance ministers at the summit have already affirmed a shared interest in expanding production while reducing inequality.
For the sake of the globe, we need to work together. We've agreed to do that with respect to economic growth, the impact of our economies on the entire global outlook, financial stability, regulatory issues, climate and debt problems in low-income countries.
Yellen is also calling for diversified supply chains, citing the bottlenecks that ensued during the pandemic and again after Russia invaded Ukraine. Israeli forces say they've raided Gaza's largest hospital. U.S. intelligence is backing Israeli claims that Hamas is using medical facilities in the territory as command centers. The Biden administration has issued a waiver to allow Iraq to pay Iran for electricity. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the move comes despite the objections of critics who fear that the money will be used for nefarious means.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has signed a 120-day national security waiver to allow Iraq to pay for Iranian electricity. U.S. officials insist that this is money that can only be used for humanitarian goods. Spokesman Matthew Miller says these waivers are not new.
They go back to 2018. They started during the Trump administration. All in each of these waivers, it has been the case that none of this money goes to Iran. It is held in accounts that are restricted.
That is the money that can only be used for humanitarian purposes. The U.S. says Iraq is making progress on weaning itself off Iranian energy, but that will take more time. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The White House has released the fifth edition of the National Climate Assessment. As NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports, it's the most comprehensive report ever produced.
The assessment informs policies from the local, like where to build the new road so it won't flood, to the national, like how to regulate pollution from power plants. The latest edition lays out the enormous toll climate change is already taking across the country and highlights slight reductions in the country's dependence on oil, gas, and coal. In a speech announcing the report, President Biden acknowledged that the clock is ticking to move the economy off fossil fuels.
We can't be complacent. Let me say that again. We can't be complacent.
The federal government is currently investing billions of dollars in renewable energy, but it's also supporting new oil and gas development that's at odds with controlling global warming. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. Closing arguments are set for Wednesday in the assault and attempted kidnapping trial of David DePape. The defendant apologized Tuesday for attacking Paul Pelosi, the husband of former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Prosecutors argued that DePape broke into the Pelosi home last October, looking to abduct the speaker, but attacked her husband instead with a hammer. Nancy Pelosi was not home at the time. Officials at SpaceX say they aim to launch their Starship this week. They expect the launch will receive regulatory approval by Friday. As Texas Public Radio's Gage Davila reports, this would be SpaceX's second attempted suborbital launch from the state.
On his social media company X, formerly Twitter, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says Starship should have the legal go-ahead to launch by Friday. The Federal Aviation Administration, which issues the license, completed a safety review of the rocket last month, but has not announced whether Starship can launch. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is also doing its own review of the Starship rocket. That agency has not said if it has finished the review. Starship's first launch in April destroyed its launch pad, launching concrete into protected park and refuge land. The rocket exploded after a delayed detonation. SpaceX says it plans to launch by Friday, but that the date could change. For NPR News, I'm Gage Davila in McAllen, Texas.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are also higher, up 2.5% in Tokyo, up over 3% in Hong Kong, and up a fraction in Shanghai. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.